Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Hague is expected to announce a Labour plan that will nationalise the rail network, they say without the taxpayer paying a penny in compensation costs. A study shows young girls in the UK are drinking, smoking and vaping more than boys. The survey covered youngsters living in Europe, Central Asia and Canada and included more than 4,000 children in England, some 4,000 in Scotland and children in Wales. Dr. Sabrina Holbert, a lead author, speaks to us.
What we're observing is the, you know, sort of closing of the gender gap. And that's, you know, sort of to the extent that girls are also surpassing, especially by the time they are 15, the reported consumption compared to boys.
And Taylor Swift's new album has broken a new record after it was played more than 1 billion times on Spotify. The US singer had already become the first Spotify artist to have 300 million streams in a single day. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home with faster speeds in more places than anyone else. So...
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work Mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Coming up, owning it with Iola.
What to give your sister for her birthday? She loves surprises. You've already organised the surprise party and invited her ex-boyfriend Ravi. That'll be a good surprise. Ooh, maybe a scratch card from the National Lottery. She'll see the envelope and think you've forgotten the present, but surprise, it's inside. The National Lottery. Best gift ever. Please gift responsibly. And remember, you need to be 18 to buy, gift and play. Even though it's a gift, rules and procedures apply.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Owning it with Iola.
Morning, 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 beautiful peeps, and welcome to Owning It with your girl Iola. Yes, I am back. I've been resting, taking a nice needed break for myself. And on that note, I have a special, very special guest with me this morning. I'm sat here in a beautiful farmland owned by my healer, my friend, Nana Say. Welcome. Greetings.
Greetings, Queen.
How are you doing?
I'm in paradise.
Yes, you are. You really are. You really... People have been seeing my WhatsApp stories and my Instagram stories, and they're like, oh, where are you? Oh, what's happening? You know? And obviously, it started from... the nuts.
Yeah.
The nuts. Uh-huh. Which we'll get into a bit more when I do the full interview with you. Mm-hmm. But for now, just tell a little bit about who you are so that people that who are listening for now, they know who I'm speaking with.
All right. My name is Nana Say. I'm a healer. And in Akan language, I'm El Dunsni, meaning a healer in English. Mm-hmm. I heal body, mind, and spirit. And I live off-grid. Because the whole world got dark, and I needed to find a place that I can find my balance, grow my own food, be in charge of my own health, as I think everyone should be, how ancestors lived, and they were able to live for longer years without getting sick or anything. So in search of self-discovery and my purpose, the ancestors led me here, and then I'm blessed with beautiful land, growing most of the raw materials, setting up a place for healing so everyone can come and disconnect, and also sometimes get off the grid and find themselves, because a lot of this is the age where people need a lot of isolation to heal from the indoctrination and all the spiritual attacks going on over there. With the food, the chemicals, and the air, everything. So
it's everything, isn't it?
It's everything. The music, everything is designed to lower your frequency and your vibration.
Yeah.
So you don't ascend to your God mode. So I decided to create a place for that and also find my sanity.
What do you mean by that? Find your sanity. Do you feel like you lost it?
It's easy to lose it over there in the matrix. The 9 to 5 and the stresses, the bills.
Oh, yes.
The loans, the debts. You know, you can easily be a debt slave before you realize you are 60 years caught up in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And then even retirement, they are pushing it to 65 in other places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you work over 40 years of your life and enjoy like an average person lives less than 70 years.
Mm-hmm. And getting shorter lifespan now. Excuse me, guys, I am just enjoying my watermelon. As I said, I'm on the farmland. And this is what life is about. Breakfast, you break your fast with natural fruits. But yeah, excuse me if you hear me mumbling, but this is organic life, organic living with Nana Say. But I wanted to start from the point of serendipity, something that I speak about often, because I believe that there are no coincidences. I believe that everything happens for a reason, for a purpose, including me being here, including us having this conversation right now, sat here in Ghana. Whereabouts are we, actually? Just whereabouts exactly are we? Because I'm not exactly sure. Just outside Abri, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just outside Abri, which is like the mountain region. What part of...
We are in...
is it northeast?
Eastern region.
Eastern region.
Of Ghana. We are... next to a Safari Valley Resort.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. And there's so much more to share on that, but we'll get more into that when we interview Nana Say. You'll have to stay tuned for next week to hear all about that. But I wanted to start from, as I said, serendipity. For you, those of you that know me, I've been trading under the 1111 from when I was seeing the angel numbers from many years ago. And it's something that stuck with me. We see signs and symbols all over the place, and we sometimes have things happen to us, quote unquote good, quote unquote bad. But I feel like everything that happens is for a reason, and including me meeting Nana Say. Mm-hmm. So how did I meet Nana Say? How did I meet you, actually? It was through a queer.
Yeah.
So. Those of you that have been following the show, you know that my sister Akuya Ofosahini, she has been on the show many times, and she introduced me to Nana Say.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I came here back in December, I said I must come up to the mountains to see him, because I needed to sort out a number of things in terms of my health. But serendipity has meant it that we're now... still working through the healing for myself, because I did fall off. Slapping myself. It happens. I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not judging me, hopefully. Well, let's just talk about that for a second in terms of healing, because it's not a linear process, is it?
No.
And there's not a time span. I think people think they do the program. It's usually like, is it 30 days to 3 months, or it could be like, how long's a piece of string, right?
You know, we've been bombarded with a lot of false advertisement with regard to health. Take this medicine, you'll be good in 3 days, or consult your doctor. Quick fix approach to things. We don't know that it took time for us to get to that stage, and all your body is craving for when you get sick or any condition is for you to return it back to its natural state. So we think healing is linear. No. Healing is what you do for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
So you don't heal to a certain stage and stop. It's like growing. You can't stop growth. You have to keep growing, because you have to grow till you get old and die. A lot of people are sick because they've got into a state, they have to heal to the next stage of growth, and they don't want to. Their spirit is craving for that growth. They don't want to adhere. So they get stuck. And when it happens like that, you'll be sick and taken to a healer, or you have a traumatic experience that turns you over. So meeting people to hurt you is all lessons. They are all to steer you to your higher purpose.
Wow.
People to bless you means you are alignment with your higher purpose. So the universe brings whatever you need to take you to the next level.
Right. That's why I said quote unquote good, quote unquote bad.
There's no coincidences. It's a yin yang, the balance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when the more you stray from your purpose, the sicker you become.
Wow. Wow. I just had to think about that for a moment. I see that. I see that. I feel that.
Not just body, but your mind, your spirit. Because healing, true healing, is aligning the mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
To coordinate and function. As you do what you are sent here to do for humanity, because you have to serve. Mm-hmm. Everyone's purpose is to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when everyone is in service to their neighbor, to their family, to their community, there is higher vibration of love vibrating among us, and everyone in tune. So no one is king, no one is chief, and no one is a spiritual head or anything, because everyone is in their God mode.
Yeah.
And when everyone tunes into your God mode, it will be against the system that be, because it thrives on division. So they send a lot of distractions to disturb you. The endless entertainment, endless low vibrational music, endless debt, as I said, debt slave. They push you, they give you loans, college loans that you know you can't pay back.
You can't get out of it. Yeah, it's a continual cycle.
And you live in an apartment that you have to pay rent to be in.
Yeah, that just costs too much.
And the moment you stop work, you can't feed your sister. So you have to do whatever you ask to do. So it's for power and control.
Do you feel like that we have it from your experience? Because I know that you work internationally with people from all over the world, obviously. Do you feel like it from your experience or from what you know, that it's, is it any worse or any better being here on the motherland or being in the West? Would you say, in terms of, because of the fact that we are, even just the fact of the environment?
Black behind, in the West is enemy behind enemy lines.
Explain, please.
The herbs there, the food there, it's not vibrationally in tune for your DNA. Their continent, where they are, sand kills the indigenous there, those who are living there, the Caucasians. And as a black person, you get your energy from the sun. Your melanin is fed from the sun. The herbs your ancestors took are the herbs that vibrate with your DNA.
Okay.
The moment you are taken from the sun, you become sicker.
That is 100%. I can attest to that. Can you attest to that? Just think about it for a moment, because think about when you step off the plane and you return home, how that feels. The sun beaming down on you, the air, the smells, the vibration. I know for me, when I step off the plane, especially when I have a strong vibrational connection like I have here, it's like a release, like my shoulders just relax, you know? And then obviously when I'm spending more time in the sun, even just on social media, people have been saying, oh, you're glowing, you look vibrant, but it's not just a physical thing. It's an aura thing, auric thing, where I feel that my aura is just brightening.
The spirit
is
resting. It's at peace. It's connected to its roots.
Right.
A tree, when you cut a branch off, it dies. And the root will generate a new branch. And when you come home, you're like reconnecting to your roots. That is what healers do. So the Dunsini word in Chi for a healer is stump.
Stump?
A tree stump.
Okay.
So a Dunsini is someone who helps the stump to regenerate and become a tree again.
Wow. Wow. That is... Woo. Say that again.
So you are severed from the roots.
The Dunsini is the stump.
The stump being regenerated to become a tree again.
Right. Wow.
So the person who is skilled at doing that is a Dunsini.
Powerful. So this isn't a running ad, but I am a walking advert and a walking, well, not advert, a walking ambassador, I'd say. in the process, sharing my live updates, and I think I need to share more of my challenges. Being human, being that I know that most people can identify with the fact that healing isn't linear. But like, what I like working with you is that you're very supportive. I think that you give so much, probably more than you ought to, I won't say should, or need to, because, you know, there'll be systems in place for that to assist the end user, the client, the healing person. But my experience has been, like you said, there's nothing better than being on the ground. Even though, yes, you help people in the UK, in America, wherever, there's nothing better than... So I just want to say to people, if you are considering coming to Ghana, come, just come, and make it something where you treat it like this is an investment in myself. I think so much we use this term support, and you guys know I don't use the word hate, but I hate that word now, support, because not just from a business context, but from a perspective of, say for example, you're coming to get some herbs or whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm going to support this business because blah blah. No, you're not supporting. You're actually not supporting anything that you buy when you think about it, and we need to get out of that. So I'm going a little tyrant, but it's important that you understand the difference between supporting and investing, and certainly when it comes to our health, our individual well-being is an investment. So invest in your health, invest in your holiday, invest in your liberation. You get the sun, you get the sea, you get the land, and you get the herbs that are actually indigenous and natural. You know, you don't have to go to the store in Holland and Barry or wherever.
This morning tea we are having,
yeah,
just have a set of herbs right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is butterfly pea flower, just grows here.
Right.
Scent leaves.
Okay.
Basil, sarsap leaf, and kalawala.
Kalawala.
This is just basic tea for the morning.
Mm.
This is how ancestors live.
Mm-hmm.
All the plants around them were their teas. They didn't know teas that have been packaged and sprayed with pesticides and mm-hmm. brought here, and then it's in the tea bag with microplastics and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
They were in tune with the herbs around them. They knew the functions of each one.
Yeah.
We are so disconnected right now, we don't know even 10 herbs that goes around us and what they can do for us.
Mm, we're so disconnected.
But there is a wise saying that the universe brings the herbs you need to heal in your home.
Mm.
So if you cemented your whole house, where is the herb that is going to need to heal you when you are sick? Because I preach for preventative lifestyle.
Preventative.
Because that's how ancestors live.
Mm.
They don't even get sick. Because there was this saying that if someone will get you, your enemy will get you to be through sickness.
Mm.
Did not say poverty.
Right.
Say sickness.
Mm.
You become useless when you are sick and in pain.
Mm-hmm.
No one should wish for pain even a day in their life, because pain is not fun.
No.
So if someone is educating you to stay and live in a way that keeps you away from pain, it is pure love.
Mm-hmm. And not just in a sense of take this pill.
Nah.
You know, I think that particularly in the West, we're very much pill poppers for everything, headache, you know, antibiotics, which do more damage than good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you feel you need to take them, then no judgment, but it's also from a perspective of understanding the side effects. Like, you watch one of those American ads, boy, and you'd be like, take this pill, it will do this, 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 and this, but the side effects will be amnesia, headaches, heart attack, and you're like, wow, is it worth me taking this pill? Is it worth me going through that?
The side effect is dangerous than what it's going to treat.
Mm.
This includes death.
Yeah. Exactly.
People think fasting for 90 days and to reverse cancer is extreme. But I ask them, don't you think chemotherapy, which is putting all these poisons in your system, don't you think mutilation, which is surgery, cutting parts of your body, don't you think surgery, burning parts of your body, radiation, burning parts of your body, those are more extreme than just putting your health in your own hands.
Yeah.
Being responsible for the choices you make when it comes to diet,
mm.
controlling your gut and your mind and your willpower, to heal yourself and let the tumor or the cancer go on its own, because your body is designed to do that, and so we guide it into healing.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine is just 30%.
Right.
It's about what you do.
Mm.
So all your target is getting rid of the cancer or the tumor. What about the process of getting there? You want to skip all the process that got you there. It took you over 30 to 40, 50 years of bad lifestyle to get you there.
Right.
You are just asking you to take 60 days.
Mm.
Or 90 days. Or even if it's a year
of
fasting to reverse your condition.
When you say fasting for something like cancer or something more terminal, is it like a fruit fast? Is it I imagine you can't do a water fast for that long. So it's a water fast that we'll do, or a fruit fast.
If you can start with a water fast, it's okay. But it's faster. The water fast resets your body faster.
Mm-hmm.
But as you water fast, sometimes, depending on the client, on where they are on the decline level. Because when someone is terminal, the first instinct is to halt the decline.
Mm-hmm.
And then carefully reverse it back.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes halting the decline calls for quick setting of water fast for a few days, or maybe 30 days if they can, or 21 days. And then you start introducing fruits and all those things to it. If they can have it in full or whole fruits, different times of the day, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are very sick, sometimes before for them to get most of the bulk up nutrition, reduce it and let it go directly into the bloodstream. So the organs are not being suffered for digestion and other things. They just focus on regeneration and growth and healing. You see, so we just detoxifying the body, getting rid of all, and then giving a reset and overdosing it organic nutrition slowly, piling it out with the herbal teas, the powders, and all the oils and tinctures and enema and all of those things to give the body the right electrical charges it needs to resurrect and fight back on its own.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because the nuts, which I mentioned earlier, are quite aggressive depending on how your system is. I was okay this time, because I think because I'd done a flush out last year, so it wasn't as intense for me. But I know some people will be like, oh, I'm dying, you know. But is that something that they would need to take as well, for somebody who is more in a more serious condition? Would they be able to actually, excuse the pun, stomach that, in terms of would they be able to handle that?
Healing, we have a lot of different herbs. Yeah, so we've discovered less than 10% of herbs in this world, in their functions.
Okay.
We have a lot of different herbs for different functionalities.
Mm.
So as an advanced healer, when the client comes to you, you have to look at the client and assess what kind of things they need to really cleanse their system or purge. But if they are very weak, we don't give them higher medicines or something that is very potent for purging. We do it gently.
So they wouldn't take the nuts?
They don't start with the nuts, or they will start with less quantity.
Right.
But there are other powders that we use, there are other oils that we use to gently lubricate, and then so there are sometimes we use enema as well.
Right.
To gently lubricate and start getting rid of accumulated toxins in the gut slowly. And then as the energy builds up, then you go for, because we need to purge.
Mm-hmm.
Purging is like a baptism, like a rebirth. Mm-hmm. Some people feel they are going to near-death situations, but it's the safest thing that you can do to yourself. But you haven't done some before, so it's bringing out all the toxins. This is for someone is looking for a powerful reset or a magic reset, then the purging is what they need most. Like, because
the Persian nuts.
The Persian nuts.
Okay.
Starting from purging. Persian nuts has to be administered by an advanced healer because it is very, very, very toxic if you don't do it well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it has to be. Only advanced healers use Persian nuts. You have to be a healer for more than 10 years to be able to know how to apply it. There are different processes it takes through to make it super safe for the people. That's why we never had any problems before with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a do not take this at home on your own.
Not on your own. No, never. I don't advise anyone to do that.
Is it something, do you know that, because is it called, did you say Persian or Pershing?
Persian.
Pershing, yeah. So I heard somebody on a video, I think I shared it with you before, on Instagram, talking about these nuts. And I don't know where they got them from, but they were saying it, and they were talking about the experience, and but they were saying it like is something you could administer yourself. And that's obviously the problem with social media, because everybody just Googles and sees something on Instagram or TikTok. And he was just like, yeah, go and get you, if you're having constipation or whatever, just get you some of these nuts and they will sort you out, man. And everyone was like, ah, all the comments, you know, people want to know where they get them from. And but I think that's an important point that you note. You've said a very important thing. Like with any medication, I think people have this misconception that because it's natural, one, they think that it's not going to be as strong, and two, that they can just do it on their own because it's just mixing water and tea and whatever. There's a ignorance and a lack of, what I would say, disrespect, actually, a lack of respect for the herbs, where you think that you can just treat it anyhow and take it anyhow, and you know. So I'm glad that you've mentioned that, because I didn't know that myself. You know,
people needed a lot of education. When the healer is handling your healing, it is different from when you want to handle. A lot of people have gifts. A lot of people know how to just harvest plants. Knows, like, they are pharmacists. They don't administer. In the healing world, there are different processes. Some are just prayers. They just offer prayers. Some are just who help assist in babies. Some are bone setters. Some are surgeons.
Right.
Yeah, we were doing surgery for childbirth and brain surgery before they had surgery departments in anything in the world. Some are just for eyes. They are eye specialists. Only mustard eyes helps used for eyes and other things. So there's so many broader different level, and some are just herbs harvesters. Some people will touch herb and the herb will lose its efficacy because the energy in them doesn't resonate with the energy of the herb. There are rituals for harvesting a lot of different herbs. Energy exchange for the spirits of the herb to follow you to go and heal the person. So there's a different level of healing, and some are just spiritual healers. Some just do divination and let's go to the root source of where spiritually we have to address before we seal the mind and the body. So we have lost it, the art, the craft, which we are rebirthing to let humanity know is still here with us. The proper healing, where it all started from, African spiritual traditional healing, where everything started from, is still here with us and it's still ongoing. But you have to know the right person to talk to. And if you want to administer herbs, look for people who knows it and ask them what they do. Ask different people about what they use this particular plant for. Then you get to learn broadly about all the other areas. The most important thing is eating well and not getting sick. The prevention. Because it's not easy healing.
Right.
Healing is, especially when you get really sick, the body gives you warning.
It does, yeah.
And when you fail to listen and it kicks you down, it's the worst thing.
We don't listen. Sometimes we'll be given the signs, but sometimes, especially in the West, where it's so noisy, you're busy, you're working, you've got the kids, you've got the partners, just distractions, you're pulled here, there, and then you'll just be popping the pills and carrying on. So I think you're right. I think even just being more in tune, you know, in the first place, giving yourself the space to be more in tune, whether that's every morning or evening or whenever, to listen to yourself, listen to your body, and just learn more about how it works as a preventative rather than having to get the cure, you know. Prevention is better than cure, as my grandmother would say.
Learn more about your body than any other subject in the world. Learn more about yourself than any other subject in the world. Know yourself and then know your purpose. That is the only thing your healer can help you do. Everything else is in your hands. It's your journey.
Well, I wanted to go back to, you know, I mentioned about social media, and I know that you like to, you know, you like to share information from there from time to time, as well as writing your own prose and your own, you know, downloads. But what do you think of the fact that there's so many people now, you know, calling themselves healers or sharing information about healing? Have you seen anything that's concerning? Because I see so many things, and there's so many people that are in the comments, you know, everyone's got their own opinion. Have you seen anything that you would say that is important for us to be mindful of when we're following these pages on social media?
If it's mostly selling something to you, then be careful. But if they are teaching you to live organically, if they are teaching you to grow your own food, if they are teaching you to live in tune with nature, if they are teaching you to just buy real food, when you go to the farmers market, support your organic farmers and all of those things, then you have, they are helping you. If they are teaching you more about prevention, but if it's about specifically more herbs and then buy this and other this, just be wary of them. People, we wish more people were even healing, because after the onslaught of the chemical warfare, that is biological warfare that happened recently, with the lockdowns on innocent people who trusted their pastors and their scientists and their doctors and the so-called experts, a lot of people are about to get sick. So we need all healers to be activated. But your energy should tell you who you resonate with. If the message is off and they're always quickly to sell you something, be wary of them. They are not the ones who are supposed to heal you.
No, that makes complete sense. There's just so much information constantly bombarded, and you know, it can be confusing for people who are searching for answers. But I think you actually even addressed the question with the answer of knowing thyself and being attuned and in tune with yourself in the first place, so that you don't even have to go and look for those things in the first. But you know, life happens, and you know, I think most people are, I don't know if I can say this, but I think most people are destined to have some sort of adversity, whether it be in health or otherwise. But yeah, I also wanted to touch on women's health, because we've just finished, for those of you that know, I've shared a lot about endometriosis, fibroids. I've had previous guests on talking about their experience. I've had advocates who help raise awareness, because I think it's one of the most important illnesses to challenge, or to heal, sorry, for the purpose of continuing humanity, even. And, you know, these things, fibroids, PCOS, endometriosis, can cause infertility. I think it's by design, from the fact that even myself, like when I, before I was diagnosed, I was working at a record company. We won't say any names. I was working at an international record company, and they just brought out soya milk. And you know, everybody's kind of searching for the healthier lifestyle, and that was marketed and sold to us as the best option now. So because it was in the fridge, it was free, because it's, you know, they got loads of it, and there's, you know, everybody helps themselves that works there, including me. And it tasted pretty good, and I'm drinking it every day in my porridge, in my tea, and it's only later on I find out that it's actually highly estrogenic and detrimental to women's health. And then years later I found out that I was diagnosed with endometriosis. So can you just speak a little bit on these type of conditions, in terms of how we should go about, or women particularly should go about, looking to prevent and to heal? I mean, it's a broad one, maybe just prevent, because I want to speak to people, younger people as well, who are, you know, consuming things they shouldn't be consuming, and things like that, that causes things, ailments like endometriosis.
Okay. You know, it's a war out there. It's a war.
Speak on it,
And this is no fun. The women are under attack most, because from your skin conditions to the soap, to the hair relaxers, to the pad, to the birth control pills, to the food, to the nail polish, everything, to the clothes you wear, is under attack. If you're looking to have healthy children and you wear artificial cloth like polyester and all of those things, it affects your hormones about 50% to 70%.
What?
If a man wears polyester boxers or sleep on polyester bed sheets or wear polyester clothes for over 2 weeks, their sperm count decreases over 50%.
Wow.
It's a war.
Are you listening? Are you listening, ladies and gents, girls and boys? Lord have mercy. Actually, Nana Say had shared this with me before, and it's something that I took, you know, on board. I did to get my nails done, but when I'm in the UK, I use either nothing or natural as best as possible. It's been a bit more difficult to find here.
As best as possible that you can get.
But that those statistics are crazy.
Yeah, it is a chemical warfare out there, and the women are really suffering most from the food. The MSGs in the food, the processed foods, the microwaves, which makes you fry your eggs. The microwaves fry your eggs.
Your actual eggs in your womb.
Wow. Yeah, if a man eats microwave food for a specific time, their sperm count reduces like 90%. I've just taken people off microwave foods and then plastic foods, and their sperm count just came back to normal. I didn't even give them any medicine. That's why the medicine is just 30% of the lifestyle.
Right.
Women, they've targeted black women mostly. As well. That's why they have the highest rate of fibroids.
Yes.
Everything that they designed for you, that is labeled for you and made FDA safe, is not in your interest. It's so toxic that you need a human institution to regulate it.
Yes.
What God has made don't need no FDA approval or any human institution approval that is safe for you. Raw ingredients
in the
food.
Say that again.
What exists naturally made by the universe and Oduma Nkuma don't need no approval from any human institution in the world.
Right.
Your okra, your tomatoes, your pepper, unless it is hybridized, genetically modified, and sprayed with so much toxins that it has to be taken to be administered to see how much of these toxins can kill him. And how long does it take for them to kill them? And then in the process of killing you with their food, you get sick. And that's where most of the business is.
Yes.
They sell you a lot of drugs. And so, never heals.
So one of the first things, because we're going to get more into this when we do the interview, so stay tuned for next week, ladies and gents. Obviously, there's so much, you can't cover everything in one or two or three. There's... As Nana Say said earlier, healing is a lifespan journey. We should always be learning, and healing as we are growing. But also, you know, what you said about the preventative things that women particularly can do, and men, but women, we're talking about endometriosis, we're talking about healing fibroids and things like that, which we suffer, I think, 8 times more or something than the statistics as black women. You said even just by changing all of your clothes to natural fabrics like cotton, linens,
wool,
yeah, and
silk,
yeah, and stop wearing or using particular products that have unnatural products and natural ingredients.
Our ancestors were using things that they can eat on their skin.
Yes.
When it comes to soap. And creams, they use coconut oil, shea butter, cocoa butter, and all of those plant-based butters that are edible as well. We were cooking with it. No one was having these conditions.
Yes.
They were giving birth way into their 60s, some of them.
Yes.
And we were not eating all these processed oils, the corn flour oil and the soy oils. They are all synthetic materials made by man, the vegetable oils. They are all poisons. So as you are healing, you are learning more information so you can stay away from the things that they are selling you that's making you sick. Don't buy them. When you stop buying them, they will stop making them. And maybe when we order a request for cleaner things, they will make it for us. Because anytime you buy them, you are encouraging them to continue.
Supply and demand.
Because it's good for business.
Yeah.
So the more we arm ourselves with information, the quicker we know the things that makes us sick and stay away from them, and then don't fall prey to their system.
When you find out about soy milk, you stop using because it's all GMO.
Yes.
It's synthetic, all the pesticides and all of these things accumulates and messes up your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And it can cause so many conditions, especially fertility issues in women. It can even cause cervical cancer and whoop cancer and all those things.
Yeah.
I've had women who were so sick, I asked them if they had birth control stuff inside them. They said yes. They took it out and everything disappeared.
Right.
And they've taken it to so many different countries.
Yeah.
None of the experts relink it up because they think it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they've been trained by pharmaceutical companies to market their things that it's safe. Sometimes they don't even know the side effects of the things they are selling to you. So they are all just getting their kickbacks because everyone makes a commission from prescription.
Yeah.
When you buy them.
Yeah.
And the women should go back and learn how to cook again and stop ordering food.
Oh, controversial. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I hear that. Learn how to cook.
With real ingredients
from
scratch.
With real ingredients from scratch. Keep it simple.
Basic.
Because otherwise, you don't know what's in your food. All of these, I stopped using a lot of those seasonings as well. You know, us in particular, us Caribbeans particularly, we love a whole heap of seasoning that's got a whole heap of MSG and salts and all these other things in there that they shouldn't have. So, yeah, keep it simple. If it's from the land, if you can put it, you know, if you can eat it, if you can pronounce it, you know, if you can grow it, more importantly, then use it. Otherwise, leave it out. That's what I. That's what I've started to do a little while ago. Actually, just keeping it very, very simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. But the best thing I think is giving yourself the space. Give yourself the space. It doesn't have to be completely off grid because you know you might have a lifestyle that doesn't allow for that. But you can create your own off grid. You can create your own off-grid in maybe it's the, a particular day. In fact, tell us what you do. You mentioned to me last night about your, you know, your the day that you're born. So here in Ghana, just explain the importance of the day that you're born and the names for people that don't know and what you do.
Fasting and then honoring yourself, your spirit day. I say every Wednesday is my birthday. Because that was the day I came to this world. It was on a Wednesday. And so our ancestors, those who came before, during their day of birth or their born day, their soul day, whatever it is, we believe this is a physical flesh, this is a vehicle, and the spirit that is inside you, that inhabits this physical body, is live forever. So it chose this day to come. And everyone who comes on specific days have their specific gifts they come into this world. Wednesdays are teachers, they are caretakers, because in the middle of the, you know, they are healers, they are nurturers, you know, and they are outspoken. Every day has what, that's why the day you came into this world with, we give you a name that is resonates with that day. So Wednesday born male is Kweku, and Wednesday born female is Ekwia. So during every day that you're born, being Wednesday, you honor the spirit that lives in you. I do mine by sometimes treating myself to the best love that I can give to myself. Eat, drink organic teas, eat the food that I crave for, my spirit craves for the day. Have a nice massage, sauna. You know, sometimes go to the waterfalls just to relax and chill my soul.
I know you guys want to come now. Sounds beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then surround myself with pure love. Anything that would disturb my energy, I block.
Right.
Sometimes you go off grid 100%, you go off the phone. Surround yourself with you. Your true self. Be you. Enjoy the you. Enjoy yourself. Because it is you can't give offering to a pastor or tied to something and then you can't honor yourself. That money that you, you're giving to someone that you don't know, it is the God in you that you have to honor with.
Yes. And you do that with the self-love rituals.
Right. And when you start doing it just on particular days, you know that you feel so good on that day, you translate into all the other days.
And so you start putting the best inside you. How do you put the best inside you today and tomorrow decide to put worse in you? So it helps you build self-love. And it helps you, when you disconnect or isolate, also get to know you, have a more proper, intimate relationship with yourself, your body, your spirit. Sometimes we are in haste too much. We don't slow down to listen to us. Spirit speaks to us. On this day, at least once a week, honor that day. Honor that spirit inside you.
I love that. So I'm Sunday. So what would I be for those that don't know? I know, but just for those that are listening.
Sundays, I have to look into it again. I focus on mine more.
So I'm Akosua. I don't know what the male is. Akosua.
So on Akosua, this is your journey. You see, healing is your journey. You have to look into the gifts that comes with Akosua.
Okay.
And then sometimes even the professions and the work and the jobs you have to do that aligns with the spirit that you came into this world with.
I did see something when I was in West Mills Mall, and it had a wall of these different caricatures and the different names and days of birth, and it had a picture of the female and the male version, which is really cute. And then it had a list of the traits. So I looked at Akosua, and the word at the bottom, it said the most influential. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I think one other one I saw, I don't know if it was Tuesday, it said the best wife. So I was like, wow, this, you know, they really take this seriously here. You know, the energy of the day.
I didn't know Tuesdays was the best wife, but let me tell you something.
I might have got it wrong. Don't come for me.
It might be the best wife because most music, when they are praising a woman, they mention Tuesday Abena.
Maybe it is. I couldn't remember if I remembered it correctly. I just remember seeing it and I thought, oh, okay. So maybe it is Tuesday. But yeah, it said the best wife. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And I love the fact that it doesn't feel like, even when I was reading it, it doesn't feel like one is better than the other.
Nah, everyone has their traits and their gifts.
The same with, you know, the sign that you're born under, the same that, you know, because people get into this, oh, I'm better than you because I'm born on this day or I'm this star sign or whatever. I think that's just the ego kicking in.
That's the ego. You find yourself so you can know your weaknesses and your strengths and work on your weaknesses.
Right. So that's the purpose.
That's one of the biggest purpose.
I think so.
You have to know your weaknesses so you work on it. You can't say I'm a Leo and I'm supposed to, and then you keep being evil. That's stupidity. You can work on yourself.
Yeah. No, for sure. And
if you don't know what you are working on, then you are lost. But once you find yourself more and get to know yourself, and as a Leo, these are my weaknesses, so I have to work on here and other things so I can build and become the godmost and live upright.
So what do you think yours is as a Leo, speaking as a Leo, or for Leos generally?
Yeah, stubborn.
Leos are stubborn? Okay.
We are roaring lions. Yes. Yeah. We love to hunt. Leo men, I wouldn't say are womanizers, but they love beautiful things and they love to stand out.
Yes, they do. They like to be the center of attention. Look at me!
Yeah.
I'm a lion! I love Leo energy.
We love to achieve. We love to accomplish things. Very ambitious people. We like to do things that has never been done before. So we leave a lasting legacy.
Yes. So what are one or two of the weaknesses, would you say? Or shall I start while you have a think?
Leo's weaknesses, first one I've noticed is our stubbornness always gets us into trouble.
Oh, you did say stubbornness, yes. Okay. So that's one of the things to work on.
We try to learn from experiences, our own experiences, than learning from other people's experience, which is stupidity. The wisest person learns from other people's experience so they don't repeat the same mistakes. But we stubbornly sometimes know this is going to happen and we go ahead and do it. But we can also be caught in an ego trap as a Leo.
Yeah.
So anytime you pay attention to some of those things, some decisions you make, because we know how to survive on our own. When you throw it to the wolf, we know how to work our way back. We don't care. And sometimes some of that stubborn decisions and ego trap can lead you to make decisions that are not in your interest.
Yes. Yes.
And I've made a lot of mistakes with that. But I've learned from my experiences, and I wish other people don't repeat similar experiences. So whenever I meet Eli, I tell them, work on similar these things, these traits, and it will take you far and higher.
All right, all my Leos out there, my sister Cece, one of my besties, Victoria, my Leon lionesses, remember, if you haven't already thought about this, listen to the wisdom of Nanase. And with that, I just want to say thank you for sharing space with me, for sharing your fruits with me, your teas, your space, your home, your land, your gifts. I'm very, very grateful, eternally grateful to be on this journey. And I, as I said at the beginning, there's nothing like coincidence. So I know that I'm meant to be here. I know that we're meant to meet. And I feel like it's for a higher purpose, even. Yes, healing is greatly the main issue that I came for, but it's bigger than that. And for that, I'm grateful. So thank you.
It's a pleasure to share. It's a pleasure to have your energy around us.
Thank you. Medasi.
Akwaba.
That means thank you. And what did you say?
Akwaba.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. I know that one. you can't miss it, guys. When you come to the airport, it says Akwaba. So everybody learns that one when they come. But thank you guys for tuning in and listening and sharing space with us on Owning It with Iola. Please stay tuned for more music here on Colourful, and make sure you do come back same time next week, as we'll be speaking more in depth to Nanase, with Nanase, about his personal journey and work that he's doing here, and more importantly, how he is spreading love and healing to the world. Until then, stay owning it in yourself.
Once you with me, girl, you can't have another. Put up on the gas, but to press a button.
Pull up on your girl,
and I'ma leave it in, stay right there. Usually I don't say you so soon, you know I'm all in.
Let me jump right in.
Can we put our phones down?
looking, you're so damn good looking. You give me many flavors. Couldn't tell you how much I really need it. Could you be mine? I need it right now, right here, right now.
With you, but something holds me back. I'm holding back.